The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, June 11th, 1978, at 16 hours 35 and 19 hours 35 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa! Hi there, I'm Rita Rochelle, your hostess each week for Music Time in Africa, Voice of America's special program featuring traditional and popular African music by some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. My colleague, Leo Sarkeesian, joins me again in thanking all of you for the nice letters. We appreciate the nice things you write about our music shows, and we're especially happy that you enjoy the recordings we select each week. Today's lineup of recordings will be music from the beautiful and scenic highlands of the Jos Plateau region of Nigeria. Songs and dances of the Birum, Angus, Jarawa, Payim, Yirgam, and Birum peoples. So stay with me now for Music Time in Africa. In the village of Zawan in the Jos Plateau region, two Birum musicians, Moses Pam and Pam Bot, are sitting side by side and playing a 14-note kundung xylophone. One musician plays the upper half of the keys, and the other plays the remaining keys in the lower register with rubber-tipped sticks. Underneath each wooden key are resonators made from the horns of an ox. The horns are cut in decreasing sizes from low to high pitch. The type of dance music the two musicians are playing is called Riam Tok, usually performed during the five-day Mandying Agricultural Festival. Thank you. Biberon music from the Manding Agricultural Festival, played on the 14-note Kundung xylophone. A village musician of the Angus people in the Jos Plateau region is the featured artist in this next recording. His name is Mwapwaji, and he comes from a small village not far from Pangshin. Although Mwapwaji is a farmer, he earns extra money by going about singing folk songs and playing the molo. The molo is a wrapped zither made entirely from reed stock with five groups of three strings each. In this song, Mwapwaji praises the charms of a young girl he would like to marry, but fears the parents would not agree. Oh, he would carry her away on his back, but there is a group of Hausa waiting outside with the same idea. Alas, times have changed. Mwapwaji consoles himself by drinking beer. Among the 40 or more different peoples of various origins living in the Jos Plateau region in central Nigeria, there are the Yirgam, whose known history dates back to the 13th and 14th centuries. In the traditional folklore of the Yirgam, there is the story of a man who disappears from the village of Zungzung, apparently taken away by the water spirits. Sometime later he returns and begins to sing, obviously inspired. This new musical power called Komtin comes from the water spirits, who are considered the real creators of the Comtean music. The musical style is essentially choral and polyphonic, as demonstrated in this next recording. A dozen men and women divide themselves into several sections, between which the vocal parts are distributed. A male soloist improvises variations, and after a change of rhythm, a new melody appears, stated in unison, but soon superimposed with a variation sung by the women. The members of the group play various percussion instruments, half calabashes called Ikpang Ishir, and grain-filled calabash rattles called Akishak. This next interesting piece of music was recorded in the village of Pangxin and is folk music of the Payam people. The lead singer, Andu Janar Haluri, plays the molo-raft zither and sings a praise song, introducing himself first and then remarking that he is always happy when he has food and water.
Java, 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 Java. Wana karumba dawa Java. Karo dawa dawa bicho. Yeah, yeah. Yamada kugane yamada, samarilo kugane yamada. Java, Java. Java, I'm a servant, got on logic, Katipam, go there, and I'm a shot at it. Shut in shot. Pelato, you know where Pelato's a day. It is the common of all. Come now, you know where Pelato's a day. Damada, when you come, when the Gadarosha Kayaki, Gabona, Gazaji, Sumpana, Asari.
That was a praise song of the Payam people, recorded in the village of Pangxin in the Jos Plateau region of Nigeria. The Jarawa of Gwang District on the plateau often perform their traditional music with large flute and drum ensembles. The flutes, called Sharawa, are usually made of bamboo with notched mouthpieces and four finger holes. The ensemble in this recording, which was made at Jos, consists of 12 flutes and 3 accompanying drums. The 3 drums are slung over the shoulder and played with curved drumsticks, each drummer playing a different rhythm. The first drum, shaped like an hourglass, is called Kalungu, a Hausa name indicating its origin. The other two are cylindrical drums called Ingobin and Ibin, respectively. The flute players dance at the same time while playing and wear ankle rattles.
Hey! nyini alele nguliu alele nisiliu kayara nyafizele kusu kimita nyina kusu nanya gana katurme di nyina nyafizele ntunungen uline nalwa nyini ngen basi mele mduk kenere lwa nyini ngba zungu nyesho nebele kwantarele mduk sara lene lwa nyini ngba toko ngana tulen utika ton kusi te kusi ne dago nomze toko ngana mok atalene wala ana lwa nyini sao beno wambili nan mufelo nyini kute lwa nyini kuhisili biwu kwekye kota hano kichenka kwa kule na nyefi zele futangan yina ituri kwaru kwa ngana bitu muu akweka kafere nye aka woka wapa kwa ngana lutomba yu unir itasin tur na tu katur itu ir akadu afi zele meshu kapa akwa mshuku pen na josh ni mifere fere na mi kumabelo neng yirno na fe josh
Been listening to music from the Jos Plateau region of Nigeria, and I see that we've run out of time, but I'll be back with more music next week at this same time. Join me then, won't you? This is Rita Rochelle saying so long for Music Time in Africa, and inviting you to stay tuned in for news on Africana, which follows on these same frequencies and meter bands. Have a nice week, friends, and I hope you keep smiling.